just like that. The clock ticks noon on a Thursday. And my friends, welcome to The Daily as we are live in our studios in our McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in our own little wooded corner of Summit Township. I know I tried to make it downtown today, but there was this thing, that thing, the other thing, backed up thing, whatever. And so we just made it. We just stayed in our comfy confines of home. We're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light, Mick Ultra, and Bucked Up energy drink. And we're also brought to you by our friends at Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com, because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. TriCountyWater.com. Well, we've got a little bit here going on for you. We're going to start off with a little high school basketball action. We'll run into a little Jackson College basketball action. And then we'll run through a few other things. We're going to savor the MSU U of M basketball conversation. We're going to sit on that one just a little bit. We'll wait for Jacob Tuttle to come in with Tuttle Concrete here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. You know, by the way, yeah, we don't throw the phone line out there nearly enough, but if you ever do want to contribute, you're more than welcome to. 990-9426 is the direct studio line to call in and be a part of The Daily here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. 990-9426. And I believe we have somebody standing by. Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you very much, Deputy Daly. May I contribute something, please?
Please, yes, contribute away.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a 2-year contract, Sheila Ford Hamp. Hire him as a quarterback coach for a minimum salary for 2025 and 2026. The 24 minimum salary is $1.21 million. Then the Lions offer that 2-year contract at the vet's minimum. That way he can mentor Hooker, serve as a backup. Now, he can be activated the final 3 games of the season. That way, if Goff craps the bet again, we have something on the bench that'll give us hope. So what
Wow.
do you think?
No, I don't. All right, let's say we needed a quarterback. I would still be a hard no based on the drama that comes with Aaron Rodgers. I would be a hard no on that if we were in need of a quarterback.
No. You don't understand. You tell him this is deal or no deal, Aaron.
Yeah.
You mentor Hooker. We're going to do this for you. Then when you put him on the final three games of the season, he gets insurance. He gets all of his stuff.
Yeah, he wants.
That he got as a normal player. He's getting $30 million. To sit on his bum for next year,
He wants to play. He wants to play. Aaron Rodgers wants to play. If Aaron Rodgers
Look
wanted to be a mentor,
year,
I know.
The bed.
I know.
He grabbed the bed.
I know. And I love seeing it. I love seeing him fail. I want Aaron Rodgers to fail. But
I would like for him to succeed if Goff takes a crap again.
Bah. Well, yeah, Goff does have a game or two in him a season where he does struggle.
Goff can take a crap all the way to 2029 because that's how much he signed for at an ungodly amount of money
he's
not worth. But by gosh, he did win the most valuable player of the Pro Bowl this year.
Hey, thanks for your call, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Dude. 990-9426, 990-9426, if you'd like to call in and contribute. I'd love to hear from you. Rodgers doesn't want to be anybody's mentor. If he wanted to be a mentor, he would have stayed in Green Bay, and he would have mentored Love. He doesn't want to be a mentor. If he wanted to be a mentor, he would have told Aaron Glenn, hey, you know what? Get Shador. get whoever it is that you can get that'll sling a ball, and I will mold them. I will turn them into the perfection of a pocket quarterback. You get a quarterback with this draft, and I will mentor them for. He doesn't want that. He wants to play. He wants to play. He wants to be Brett Favre 2.0. He wants to have success wherever he lands. He doesn't want a mentor. And honestly, after this past season, after what happened in Green Bay before he left, I'm going to show my pinky toe to the camera, some of the crap that he says just to get attention. Dude, he'd be a cancer at any organization. Who the heck's going to want him? I don't want him infecting our camp at all. You keep Aaron Rodgers away from me. You know what? Let him mentor somebody. Let him mentor McCarthy for the Vikings. Let him take the Favre path. He can go from the Jets to the Vikings. Only with Brett Favre being mildly successful, Aaron Rodgers is going to turn into a crap hole no matter where he goes. So let him do that. Let him take the Vikings into a downturn. Let him mentor the Bears. You know, let him mentor somebody else. Not our team. Please, not our team. Let's let him go. He just needs to go away at this point. I'm not sure where he's going to land, but just not with us at all. Please. No. Oh, what do you think? 990-9426. 990-9426. I don't want to touch Brett Favre with a 10 or his pinky toe with a 10-foot pole, with a 30-foot pole. I just, no. 0.0 poles for Brett Favre. All right, we've got boys basketball. The schedule certainly isn't as hefty as it has been in weeks past, but we've got a decent schedule today. A lot of boys basketball teams in action tonight. A lot of them getting their final tweaks in before the postseason. Districts start on Monday. Yeah, we ran through those districts for you earlier this week, and of course Monday we'll go through those pairings again. Is there a county team that you feel? All right, let me ask you this: what team from Jackson County do you feel is going to make the deepest run in the postseason? I feel like the easy answers right now: Grass Lake, Lumen. Center's got a good team. Hanover Horton's got a good team. Columbia's got a good team. Which one do you feel like is going to make the deepest run in the postseason? Interesting, huh? Let's take a look at high school basketball. Here's boys. We're going to start off in the Big 8. Vermontville, Maple Valley at Bronson, 7 o'clock tonight. Stockbridge at Reading, 7 o'clock tonight. Quincy at Springport, 7 o'clock tonight. Concord at Union City tonight, 7 o'clock. Cascades Conference. Cascades Conference. Jonesville at Madison, 7 o'clock tonight. You've got Adrian at Columbia, 7 o'clock tonight. Clinton at Grass Lakes. Oh, that's going to be a good one. Clinton at Grass Lakes, 7 o'clock tonight. East Jackson at Hillsdale, 7 o'clock tonight. Coldwater. Pennsylvania Academy at Homer. Don't! 7 o'clock tonight. Weberville is at Leslie. Petersburg Summerfield at Manchester. And Napoleon at Whitmore Lake. All tip times there. 7 o'clock for the Cascades Conference. Don't really have any East-West competition now in the Catholic High School League. Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard, 62 versus Erie Mason, 35. And let's see, today in the CHSLAA, Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook at Berkeley, 7 p.m., 6 o'clock. Lumen versus Niles Brandywine at Kalamazoo College. Thank you, Thomas Ratchford Jr., for the tip. Ann Arbor Green Hills at Livonia. Clarence! My lip's bleeding. Clarenceville! As the Green Hills at Livonia Clarenceville. 7 o'clock. Every time I read that, it's just wanted to come out. I popped the cork on it. Sorry. You wanted to. SEC White last night saw Adrian, the Maples, all over Ypsilanti Community 77-33. Today, in the White. You've got Adrian at Columbia. I already talked about that. 7 o'clock. Jackson at Holt at 7 o'clock. Tecumseh at Wyandotte Roosevelt, 7 o'clock. And Ann Arbor Pioneer at Ypsilanti Community, 7 p.m. All right, one more conference for boys basketball. SCAA East, Athens, Jackson Christian. Athens getting the win, 38-35. Hillsdale Academy getting the win over Camden Frontier, 61-29. And Burr Oak on top of Litchfield, 72-37. Pittsford beats Tekonsha, 58-19. Wow. All right. Boy, I'd like to see the box score on that one. That's boys basketball. Let's pivot to girls basketball. Girls basketball in the Big Eight. Pittsford at Reading, 37-35. Pittsford gets the win. Bronson gets the win over Sturgis, 53-39 in the Cascades East. Michigan Center tops Leslie. Maurice View led the Cardinals, 18 points, 5 assists. Karis Straub, 12 points, 8 boards. McKinley Gaddy, 9 points, 8 assists. The Cardinals, 17-2 on the season. Out of the Cascades East. Cascades West, nothing from last night, but tonight you've got Lumen at Jonesville. I'm assuming that's a 7 o'clock tip. Phone first. SEC White, Chelsea beat Jackson 57-25. Tonight you've got Pinckney at Ann Arbor Skyline, 7 o'clock tip time. SCAA East, Pittsford gets the win over Reading, barely, 37-35. Tonight, you've got Pittsford at Litchfield, 6 p.m. Camden Frontier at North Adams-Jerome, 6:30. Jackson Christian at Tekonsha, 6:30. Hillsdale Academy at Waldron, 7:30. And that's your tip times and your games. Most of the games happening tonight, so we should have a fairly full report tomorrow. Well, Jackson College. Thank you, Jeff Steers, for providing us with the write-up today. Jackson College. Jets basketball. Not a good night for the men's. And that's where we'll start off. We'll start off with men's basketball as Mott Community College came to the friendly hardwoods of the Vic Cuis Fieldhouse. And Mott Community College put up 72 at home to Jackson's 62 points. So Mott Community College beating the Jackson College Jets, 72-62. Jets fell at home to Mott Community College Wednesday night. Jackson College Jets, 3-22 overall. 1-11 in Michigan Community College Association play. The Jets conclude its home season with a 3 o'clock game against Schoolcraft Saturday. Jackson will celebrate Sophomore Day on Saturday. Sophomore. On the women's side of things, Jackson College, 95 points. Mott Community College, 41. Four players scoring in double digits in the home win Wednesday night. Michelle McGee, 20 points. Dish, 9 assists. Zoe Baum, 15 points. Raven McCray, 14 points. And Harmony Bolton, 13 points for the Jets. Big game for Jets basketball for the women as they take on Schoolcraft on Saturday. That's going to be a 3 o'clock tip. Yeah. So, yeah, big game coming up Saturday at the Victor Cuis Fieldhouse for Jackson College Jets basketball. All right, let's step aside. We've got some other things we're going to talk about. Jacob Tuttle standing by. We'll talk MSU, U of M hoops in a little bit. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios here in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more in just a bit. I said back with more. Two different kinds of button systems here, you know, and you get used to one, and sometimes it just, you know, it comes over to this show. It's going to happen. Welcome back to The Daily, Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios here in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township, also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Kettlebell Hot Spot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light Mic Ultra and Tri-County Water. Ah, that's good water. TriCountyWater.com, because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. Jacob Tuttle in the studio with us. That's solid Tuttle concrete. And well, how are the epoxy appointments going? Doing a lot of epoxy right now? Oops, wait. There, I mean, all right, there. It's my first day.
All right, there we go.
There we go. All right.
We've had a lot of interest. You know, we haven't done as much as we would like to do. It's one of those things where, you know, people just, this right. time of year, people don't want to do anything. And I understand. I don't really want to be out doing anything in this weather either. So
right, I know.
Right. we've got one we're working on, got one that coming up in March, got another appointment to go get somebody an estimate on one. So staying busy on that front. Really what we're busy with this week is preparing for the home show. Yeah. So we've got the home show that's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And so tonight, actually, we'll be going up there, setting up our booth, making sure everything's good to go. That'll be a really good place. If you want to look and see all the different kind of epoxies that we can offer, see some pictures from some previous concrete projects we've done, all kinds of stuff, you know, and talk to us, ask us questions, interact with us. That's a really good place to do it.
Are you someday going to bring in the concrete outdoor dining area, the bar, the cooking area? Are you going to roll that in there at some point for the display?
You know, that sounds like a lot of work. Concrete is not
pretty.
Light. It's kind of heavy.
Right, but the point is you those are things we've talked about before. Those are things you can do, especially when people are thinking about doing that stuff for their outdoor flat top preparing areas.
Yeah, you know, a patio. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any place better than to hang out in your backyard than a concrete patio.
Yeah.
You know, we always talk about that with people, and that's, hey, we want to sit out here and watch the kids. We want to sit out here and relax. We want to have a fire. We want to do this and do that. I mean, we build fire pits right into patios, you know, and we can do all kinds of stuff. So if you look at the weather outside right now and see how cold it is and how much you don't want it to be like this, and just think ahead.
Right.
It's going to be in the 70s, 80s, 90s, sunny, nice days. You're only going to have about 5 to 6 month window.
Right.
You want to have something like a patio in your backyard to be able to take advantage
of.
We're
about a month away from doing stuff outside again. Early springtimey stuff outside. Yep. So, yeah, we're not that far away from
it. And also, when you're shoveling, plowing, snow blowing your driveway right now, just think about how much of a hassle it is if you don't have a nice new driveway, too. So, those are the type of things that people kind of say, hey, that's the one thing I love most about my driveway. It looks great. I love how durable it is. But, man, I can snowblow it and not throw rocks everywhere or hit you know, little cracks or whatever, you know.
Well, you know, because you've come out, you've looked at our driveway before, yeah. So you know, it's in the plans. It's a little bit down the road, but it's in the plans. And it's funny you bring that up, because we haven't had to shovel much this year.
Right.
And shoveling and just all those cracks and where I didn't get rid of the weeds and all that crap coming up the driveway.
Yep.
It's annoying. It is definitely annoying. But, hey, we're going to talk MSU U of M basketball. Yeah. I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's a game coming up this week.
Yes.
But before we get there, I'd like to give our listeners just like the elevator speech opportunity to hear about Southwest Little League.
Yeah.
Because you're on AM Jackson earlier today talking about that.
Yeah.
And you've got practices, you've got workouts, you've got things coming up. Just tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, so we are registering right now. So what I encourage most people to do, go on Facebook, find Jackson Southwest Little League, like the page, keep track of everything, click a link on there to be able to register your kids. And so registrations are going on right now. It's roughly about $100 a kid. I believe it is, and I think it's going to be more if you wait till after March 31st. So get your kids registered. We'll have evaluations March 8th. We'll start the practices the first couple weeks of April, and then we'll start playing games at the end of April. So we've got big things on the way, big changes for the better. As far as everything goes, so we're committed to make this the best experience that we possibly can for the kids.
Yeah. I mean, again, sure sign of spring. Baseball, yeah, we got spring training for the Tigers starting this weekend.
Yeah.
Planning for Little League Baseball. You know, once a lot of these schools get high school basketball behind them, they're going to turn their attention to baseball. So,
right.
Yeah, spring's coming. You get that feeling right now that spring's coming.
Yeah, we're excited. We can't wait to get started.
Mm. A couple things before we move on to basketball here. MSU football landed their fourth commitment from the 2026 class. They got three-star North Branch O-lineman Eli Bickle. He posted on social that he is East Lansing bound. Jameson Williams of the Detroit Football Lions, apparently off the hook for that traffic stop, which went kind of viral, telling the cop, "I'm Jameson Williams, man." And the cop was a huge Lions fan.
Right.
So the cop was like trying to track down the right boss forever just to let Jameson Williams go.
Yeah.
That was some funny YouTube video there. ESPN confirmed the league won't pursue punishment for JMO. He avoided criminal gun charges for an unlicensed firearm found. I'm Jameson Williams with the Lions. Found in the vehicle with him and his brother. The matter appears to be closed. Jameson probably could have outran anybody, too, even if he was getting in trouble.
Fast. He's fast.
Yeah, you can't catch
but
him.
But he needs to start being a little bit smarter, too.
A little bit.
He's going to, I mean,
every
this
year,
isn't the first time.
Every year that he's been in Detroit, there's been like a little something, right?
Yeah.
I forget what it was the first year, but last year it was a betting thing.
Right.
And then this year it's this thing. It's like every year he's doing something.
Yeah, he needs to get his head on straight, start focusing on what he wants to do, if he wants to keep doing it.
Right.
Because he's not always going to get this lucky.
No, but I mean, he's not great. He's on a great team.
Yeah.
Gives him great opportunities. And I just love having him as a deep threat.
I feel
threat.
Like Coach Campbell is the guy that you would want to have in a situation like that.
Right.
And I'm sure he's going to be, he's not going to be happy with JMO. Or when this stuff happened, I'm sure he wasn't. And he's basically, I'm sure he's telling him, hey, you got to figure this out because we need you.
Yeah. No kidding. So, but anyway, that matter appears to be closed. So. I'm sure we'll circle back and we'll talk about Tigers once we've exhausted our U of M MSU or MSU U of M, whichever way you're looking at it, conversation. But Kenta Maeda gets the start on Saturday. Kenta Maeda, he was started last year as a starter and then got, I don't want to say demoted, but moved to the bullpen because the bullpen ended up being pretty pivotal for the Tigers last year.
Right.
But Kenta Maeda, he wants to be a starter.
Yeah.
He wants to be a starter. He did a lot of work in the offseason. And A.J. Hinch giving him a shot and see if he can actually be a starter again at 34 for the Tigers.
Yeah, Kenta Maeda, that might be the biggest.
That was a flop last year.
Yeah, you know, because he's had some good seasons.
Mm-hmm.
in the MLB, and that him being good could be what takes them over the top.
The anticipation was high last year, and
they need that. They needed that from him last year. Obviously, they pulled it together towards the end of the season, but yeah. if he has a good offseason, he's going to have to figure some things out. Once you start to get to be that age,
right?
I'm 34 right now.
Can you throw a 9? Can you throw an 84 mile an hour fastball?
No, not anymore. And so I get halfway through the season, yeah, and my arm feels like it's about to fall off. And so these guys at this age, I mean, you sometimes when you can't throw the ball as hard as you used to,
uh-huh,
you have to start thinking about how else can I get these people out.
Right.
Is it, you know, it's not always swings and misses. It might be trying to induce more ground balls. It might be.
Right, yeah.
So it's just one of those things. As you get older, you have to change your approach and figure out what works for you. So he's going to have to do something. He's going to have to figure it out, throw more mixes of different pitches and different things like that. Just be a smarter pitcher, hit your spots better. Those are the types of things. But if Kenta Maeda can actually be, we don't need him to be great. We just need him to be above average.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can be that guy, then that would be huge for the Tigers.
Right, yeah. The article I read, I think it was either the Free Press or the News. They're both the same anyway. But the article I read, his fastball was at 82 last year.
Yeah.
And the offseason work, he showed up to camp with throwing 92.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's insane.
That's, I know.
That's an insane difference.
And that's not even the fast. That's not even close to the fastest that that MLB has to offer.
92 is slow in the MLB.
Yeah.
As far as the fastball goes.
I'm sure it's fast in Southwest Little League.
It would be. Yeah. I think there'd be a lot of scared kids out there.
Right there.
But
like scared coaches too.
You know, you go from 82 to 92 on your velocity. Something must have been wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
I think he was dealing with some health issues last year too. But all right, so we'll circle back to that. They've got the automated strike ball.
Strike zone.
The ABS ball strike, whatever it is. They'll be unrolling that out this spring training season too. So maybe we can talk about that a little bit later on. But anyway, let's step aside. When we come back, let's talk about U of M MSU. And kind of how we got here and what we expect to happen coming up on Friday. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters Studio in Summit Township. Welcome back to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we're live in our McKibben Media Group World Headquarters Studio in Summit Township. We're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, Bud Light McUltra, and Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com. Jacob joined me for a bit earlier on AM Jackson on News Talk 970. And Polly's Country Market, great supporter, great sponsor with us here. They sponsor AM Jackson. They, of course, sponsor The Daily as well. We do appreciate that. I know I hit. How many times do you get that call before you head home? Hey, can you stop and pick up a gallon of milk?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Happens all the time.
There's always something. I've got three kids, so it's I'm always stopping in the grocery
store. It's like a gallon a day, isn't it? Yeah. Right? Right? So next time you go, you're getting toaster strudels.
Oh, for sure. I've had that on my mind all day now.
Because we mentioned that with the weekly flyer on AM Jackson, and I must have different stores picked because it's a different flyer for in here, where it started off saying, and I didn't know this, they're probably not going to deliver. No, nobody delivers out to where we are. We have online, our Country Market now has online same-day grocery delivery with Instacart.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year, if you have a day off or you would, like, who wants to leave the house in this weather if you don't have to?
It's cold. You can bring me back groceries. The problem with that, though, is you got to make sure, because then you leave the door open when you're getting groceries off the porch off the porch into the house, and then the house is going to get cold. They have Boar's Head Oven Gold Turkey, $10 a pound. Jack's Pizza. Your public service announcement for the day, make sure you remove the cardboard underneath it before you put it in the oven, right? Jack's Pizza, get two of them for $6. And Yoplait yogurt, the protein yogurt, 4 to 6 ounce containers, get five for $3. Yeah, that's a deal, man. and sign up for customer rewards programs. It's so quick and easy to do. You put in your phone number, and if you want to, you put in your email. Boom, instantly, it's like tied to your purchase. It's quick and easy to do. If you're worried about the person behind you going, oh, hurry up, man. You know, it doesn't take that long. It's real quick and easy to do. Just go ahead and sign up and be a rewards member at Polly's Country Market. All right, let's get to Big Ten basketball. Michigan State gearing themselves up for their clash in Ann Arbor tomorrow. U of M's Namari Burnett said the excitement level is at a 20 out of a scale of 1 to 10. The Wolverines feel they'll be healthy with plenty of rest and ready to counter the deep rotation of the Michigan State Spartans. I know you hate it when I say that. Sorry. But this is a big... All right, it's not as big as if they were to meet in the Big Ten tournament. But, I mean, this is... As far as regular seasons go, considering where these two programs were last year...
Right.
This is big. 1-2 in Big Ten regular season right now. This is big.
Yeah, this is huge. I mean, you talk about both teams being first and second in the conference. This is going to determine seeding in the Big Ten tournament. This is going to have a lot to do, and both these teams control their fate because they play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. They also play at the end of the season as well again. And so... The Spartans' schedule looks like the remainder of the season can be a little bit tougher of a schedule overall. But, you know, this is one of those things where they're both control their fate, you know. And also this is going to have some impact. These games at this point all have impact on our overall seeding for the NCAA tournament as well. So, yeah, these are huge games to end the season. And then, obviously, you talk about that rivalry. You know, the Michigan State Spartans versus the Michigan Wolverines, which, honestly, there's not even Wolverines in Michigan anymore. There hasn't been a Wolverine sighting in Michigan since 2004.
Right, because they're getting overrun by all the Spartans that are in Michigan.
Well, Spartans is a mentality. It's a mindset.
Okay.
And I was prepared for this.
No, you were. You signed me up. You knocked me down. Look at you.
I'm okay with being, we have that Spartan mentality, that Spartan mindset, and I will tell you a little bit about that, but first I want to talk about the fact that there's not been a Wolverine sighting since 2004.
Okay.
There were never really, there's been some in the past, but, you know, so the Wolverines, which are primarily scavengers in the Weasel family, you know, taking on the Spartans, and we have that Spartan mentality, and that's what it's all about. You know, you talk about what does it mean to be a Spartan? Courage, self-discipline, determination. So those are all things that embody the Michigan State Spartans here.
Okay. Here's what I need you to put on your view. And we've talked about this before, and something tells me you haven't. After you've put the kids to bed,
right,
you and the missus sit down and stream Meet the Spartans.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay? It's a little dated at this point. Some of the humor in it might be a little old, but...
That was one of those really stupid, funny movies that my wife is like,
oh, it's so hilarious.
I don't want to watch that. This one you watch with the guys.
It's so I mean, I'm not going to draw the line and say that's the Spartan mentality, but just meet the Spartans.
Right.
Meet the Spartans. Hey, 300 is one of my favorite movies. 300
is awesome.
I love that movie. 300
is an awesome movie. That is, yeah. But no, that's so, you know,
hey, we're going to pivot away from talking about basketball. And we're going to do a public service announcement on dead animals.
So I just wanted to, I like educating people on the history of Michigan and, and what's going on and what makes sense. But no, so, you know, you
what's
look
the,
at.
What's the history of that Michigan versus Michigan State record?
The thing is, let's talk about.
Let's talk about now. Okay, I got you.
Let's not talk about football either when it comes to that.
Let's not talk about dead animals either.
So, but so no, the thing is like going into this game,
right?
Michigan's number one in the conference. Michigan State's number two in the conference.
Yeah.
How many people would have thought that before the season started?
Half game separating them,
right
now too. Oh, at the start of the season,
I don't think anybody would have said that would be the case.
I'll fully admit, at the start of the season, I thought Michigan would be, you know, in the upper part of the middle of the middle of the pack in the Big Ten. I thought they'd make the tournament, but I didn't think at this point in the season, and I'm still kind of waiting for the floor to fall out, but I didn't think at this point of the season that they would be here in the top five of the Big Ten, let alone leading the Big Ten right now.
Right.
I don't think anybody thought that Dusty May would do that type of a turnaround with this program.
Right.
Now,
I think we knew Dusty May was a good basketball coach
right.
after what he did at FAU.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be able to do what he did with a school like that, mm-hmm. obviously, is crazy. He brings over Vladislav Golden from FAU, and then also grabbed Danny Wolf, who played for Yale for two seasons, a 7'1" and 7-footer. Who lead their team in points. So thinking about this matchup...
They don't move like big men either.
No, they're athletic.
Very athletic.
Which is insane to me.
Yeah.
But so Michigan State comes off a huge win against Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan also beat Purdue. You figure out how
right.
to beat that team. They're two totally different teams, though, Michigan
right.
and Purdue. So Purdue, we were able to keep their guards at bay, those are their guys that are scoring the points,
mm-hmm.
right? Michigan is a totally different animal. They are going to score their points in the paint.
Yeah.
And so that is going to be what it's going to come down to for Michigan State and for Michigan. But as far as Michigan State goes, Carson Cooper, Jackson Kohler, Simone Zapala, those
mm-hmm.
guys, they're 6'11", 7-foot centers, are going to have to go up against these guys, stay out of foul trouble, and defend that. And then make Michigan shoot the ball from the perimeter. And if they can do that, then I think they're going to have a good chance at winning these games.
Right.
And then on the other end, if Michigan can take advantage of that and is able to get these guys into mm-hmm. foul trouble and score some baskets down low, the other thing that Michigan is going to be able to do is, you know, Michigan State's one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the Big Ten.
Right.
That's their Achilles heel.
Inside game's going to favor
Michigan.
Everyone
knows that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of those things. If Michigan State players can drive to the hoop and score and put these guys into foul trouble and score in the paint, then I think that's obviously what's going to be the biggest thing to watch. Those are the concrete keys of the game.
I like it. MSU's going to have to run and gun, I think,
yes.
to get down the ball quick, because it's going to be hard for them to score in the paint. They can't score deep. It's going to be hard for them to score in the paint
right.
because of the two guys that you had mentioned. MSU is deep, and kind of like we talked about earlier. Their last game out, there are two guys who didn't score. Everybody else who scored, the lowest score was 7 points. The highest score was 12 points.
Right.
Four of them had double figures.
Yeah.
I mean, they're sharing the ball. They're deep. And I mean, they're just getting a lot of people who can get their hands on the ball and put it through the hoop. So Michigan's going to have to contend with that. They're not as deep as MSU is.
Right.
But like you said, that paint game is going to be big. Michigan's going to have to stop them in the paint, force
yes.
them to head out. And it's kind of like the same keys, like you said, for Michigan. They're going to have to stop the big guys down low and force those. But Michigan doesn't necessarily have to take three-pointers shots. They do a lot of mid-range
right.
Jumpers, too.
Right.
And they drain those.
Yep.
So, both these teams aren't huge when it comes to three-point shots. But,
yeah,
it's going to be a good one. I feel like at this point in the season, they're pretty evenly matched.
Yeah,
but that depth, I have to give it a little bit to MSU with the depth that they have.
Yeah, I think that helps. You know, you had another. You know, we talk about this every single time because
uh-huh.
it's a different guy that steps up for Michigan State, and a lot of times it's multiple guys that are stepping up, like you said, that have multiple guys in double figures. They've got multiple guys that can go get rebounds. I think that, as far as scoring in the paint, that's going to be huge. I think offensive rebounds is going to be another one. If you can come down with those offensive rebounds and give yourselves a second chance to go up and either score or get fouled, that's going to be insanely important. I can see this game going three different ways.
Yeah.
I can see Michigan winning by 10. I could see Michigan State winning by 10. I could see it being a close game. And so that's the thing.
Michigan doesn't win by 10.
Well, they've got a plus +3 wind differential, and Michigan State has a plus +11 wind differential on the season. So that it's, you know, Michigan State's scoring the ball. When they're winning games, they're winning big more often than Michigan. Michigan games typically have been closer, but you know what? It's one of those things that it could go either way. Mm. And you know what? We're playing at Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor. It's going to be an electric environment. This is one of the biggest college basketball games in a couple years.
For the regular season for these
for
two
the regular
teams.
Season.
Yeah, it is.
And so, you know, everybody's going to be excited, chomping at the bit to get in there and to be extra loud. I expect these to be great basketball games.
Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We've got the 7 o'clock broadcast tomorrow, 8 o'clock tip time, if you want the MSU version of the broadcast. You want the Michigan version of the broadcast, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. That broadcast starts at 7:30 for the 8 o'clock tip time. And before we pivot away from this, we'll spend the last few minutes of the show talking about Detroit Tiger baseball once again, but AP Top 25. AP Top 25, 11's Wisconsin at 20-5, 12 is Michigan at 20-5. Purdue is 13 at 19-7. Michigan State, 14 at 20-5. So you've got four Big Ten teams, 11, 12, 13, 14. And then you've got Maryland in there at Big Ten teams in the top 25. And they're all just, the majority of them are just kind of packed there right in the middle.
Yeah.
I think this says a little something about Big Ten basketball this year.
You know, I think Big Ten basketball's actually been disrespected a little bit. You know, these SEC teams all of a sudden are getting a nod. These ACC teams are getting, higher rankings. We'll see. You know, Michigan State got a chance to play some of these teams out of conference, some of these good teams being, number one at the time. A win against UNC. I think that we'll see what happens in the NCAA tournament. But I think that there's some really good teams in the Big Ten. I think outside of the rankings, I think Ohio State's a good basketball team. I think Illinois is a good basketball team. So I think that the Big Ten is actually deeper than it looks right now. We'll see what happens with the seedings and how many teams get into the tournament when the season ends. But there's some good basketball being played right now throughout the Big Ten.
So. Let's pivot to baseball here real quick, because the MLB is going to be kind of dipping their toe into the ABS challenge system, something that they've used in the minors a little bit. They've already kind of dipped their toe there a little bit. First time for Major League Baseball, this time during spring training, they're going to be bringing in the automated ball strike system for players to be able to initiate a challenge. Now, this isn't going to be something that they'll be able to do every pitch. They'll have two challenges a game, and either the batter or the pitcher, by tapping their helmet or their hat, will be able to call for a review
right
after the umpire has either called a strike or a ball. I like baseball because it's got that human error part of it, too. It brings a lot of drama to the sport, but on the other hand, I kind of like it when the call gets made correctly, so I don't know. What are your thoughts here?
I'm pretty old school when it comes to a lot of this stuff. I don't like changing baseball, but the things that Rob Manfred, the commissioner, has done so far, at the end of the day, what I want to see is more interest in baseball, more popularity with baseball, and the attention span for the average human being is changing with all the technology and everybody being able to have everything right now. The games have been faster, which has been good.
Like the pitching clock. I love it.
It's moving stuff along. I also don't mind instant replay. I think as long as we can do it in a quick enough manner, then it makes sense to do.
Yeah, it seems to be quick for baseball, too.
Right.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I agree with you. I want to see the right call being made. Yeah. I still think we need umpires out there. I still like that element of things. I want them to be the ones making the call. If someone doesn't think it's right, I want to be able to challenge it. I have no problem with that. Balls and strikes, I was a little weary on it, but I have seen how it's worked in the minor leagues. They tap their helmet. They look at it. It takes 2 seconds. They move on. It's actually been a really speedy process, and if that's the way that it happens, I don't really have a problem with it.
But do we have a universal strike zone, or does it vary based on the size of the player?
Well, it does. It varies based on the size of the player. But I think that their technology they have measures that.
Okay.
And takes all that into consideration. You know, because obviously Aaron Judge and Jose Altuve have about a foot of height difference in between them.
Right.
So their strike zones are completely different. And obviously width-wise, the plate is 17 inches wide.
Right.
That's not going to change. The height of the strike zone will change. And I think it'll take that into consideration. And actually, from what I've seen, it's been pretty accurate.
Okay. The only rule that's been implemented in the last couple of years that I don't like is extra innings, runner on second. That's really the one I dislike the most.
I'm not a huge fan of that either. I like baseball for what it is. I like small ball.
Yeah.
I like getting a guy on with a walk and stealing a base or moving a runner with a sack bunt or whatever it might be. There's arguments both ways because we're talking about how long these games take.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that guy in scoring position, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on the defense and on the pitching, you know, to go out there and have a guy in that position. So it goes both ways. I still am kind of torn on that.
Well, it can give a team an unfair advantage too, I guess, depending on where they are in their rotation. By the time they get to that point in the game, you know what I mean? I mean, they could have like the better hitter up at a certain time. And I know managers can make maneuvers, you know, during the game and bring certain people in. A lot of that does happen though before they get to the 10th inning.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It just depending on where they are on the rotation, it could play a little bit better for one team over another. I just don't like it. Just get rid of it.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, I go back and forth because I think it is important to get these games over with. And there's 162 games in
a long
season. It's a long season. But yeah, I like the element of because the strategy changes. If you don't have a guy starting on second base, you come in, then you get a guy that can work a walk. You bring in a pinch runner. You try to steal a base. You're doing all these small ball things. Mm-hmm. You're laying down a sack bunt or whatever it might be to try to put that runner in scoring position so that he can score on a base hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that aspect of it. So that's what I would prefer to see.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if a, you know, 15-year-old kid feels the same.
Right. Hey.
You know, so.
Oh, man. All right. We're out of time for this time. Tuttle Concrete, that's solid. Quick, how do they get a hold of you?
517-769-9110. And also you can find us at TuttleConcrete.com.
And so we're going to run just a little long. It's 12:56. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Tom Knudsen joining us with the Knudsen's Outdoor Report and more. This is The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.